Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Summer's here. Let's get to work. Whether you're hauling tools or bags of feed, tackling landscaping projects, or cleaning up around the property, TC Trailers has the trailer you need. Check out their lineup of quality steel dump trailers, utility trailers, tilt trailers, landscape trailers, and equipment haulers built tough to handle the job. Stop by TC Trailers just east of Frankfort or visit tc-trailers.com. Get her dumped with a quality steel trailer from TC Trailers.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Stoops Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
Good to have you along for Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. In the house right now, Police Chief Scott Shoemaker. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Coffee cup's empty.
Well,
uh-oh.
The coffee cup's empty.
I didn't make a pot.
Your first guest ran over, took some of my time. It's okay. I'm a little flustered. I'm a little flustered.
I can't tell you what he was doing to me through the window.
Well, I could see you laughing. I felt his shadow over my shoulder. I was trying to give Alan the respect he was due.
Alan deserves a lot of respect. I loved Alan. I served with him a few years on the county council. That's why I wanted to know if he missed me, because he's never said it. Mm-hmm. So did he even answer it?
He did. Yeah, he said he did.
Oh, he did. You're right.
He missed you.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'll take it back.
Yeah, it was on air.
Good. We're good then.
All right, we got to hurry because he's got to get ready.
I know.
He's
I want him to be able to leave tomorrow morning refreshed enjoy.
Well, you know, you want to talk about the hard stuff first, or you want to start
the hard part out of the way?
Well, we were just talking about it off the air that you had a meeting this week and Board of Public Works and Safety, and I'll just let you talk about it a little bit. We're going to let you talk about it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Say what you want.
We it's something of 6 years as chief. We've never had an experience. I've never had an experience having an officer arrested, charged with a crime. In this case, it was off duty outside of, you know, our county. So it was handled by the Boone County, you know, prosecutor's office and sheriff's office. Took some time. Took a lot of time, you know, two and a half months. So I think there were people... We talk about the process. There's a process. There was a time in our society where police officers were fired because they wouldn't maybe arrest somebody's enemy, right? A mayor's enemy or a councilman's enemy or maybe look the other way. And so, and if they didn't, they'd get fired. And so state law was created to protect police officers from termination for no reason. And it's a higher standard than, you know, whether you work at a Walmart, a McDonald's, a factory, or, you know, higher than my, you know, civilian staff. And so because of those laws that were created over those years where there was a lot of bribery and unjustness towards people because of political opponents or whatnot, these laws were created. And now it is very hard to do anything to somebody that I may not agree with them, but I can't fire them. And so I think over the last 2.5 months, I don't know how many times I've said it, I don't hire police officers there, so therefore I don't fire them. The Board of Public Works and Safety is the board overseeing our jobs as police officers. And in this case, once charges are filed, was the only point that we could go to an unpaid status. And so I think there were a lot of people, oh, you know, we're on vacation. I beg to differ. If anybody was facing charges, no matter whether you did it in your mind or not, if you're facing jail or a public embarrassment, this has not been a vacation for him, regardless of the situation. And so they're not on vacation. They're worried if they're going to go to jail, if they're going to have a job. And so it's not like he's out having fun, right? But we have to pay him, because if we impose discipline to the standard that I can impose it, which is a very small window of time off that I am allowed under Indiana law to give a police officer, if I were to give him the minimum that I can give him, or the maximum I can give him, then the thing's done. The thing's done. You can't be charged twice with a crime in this country, right? And so you can't be disciplined twice for a crime in this country. And it's the same thing for discipline. You can't be disciplined today and your boss is still mad at you tomorrow and say, okay, I'm going to give you some more time off. You can't do that. So we have to go through the process and let it happen. And so, yes, he was paid. And then on Wednesday morning, we went to, was it Wednesday morning?
This week has been Wednesday morning. You and I talked, yeah.
We went to an unpaid status, which is what the law allows us to do when somebody's charged with a crime. They don't lose their job. They don't have a guarantee that they're going to keep their job, but they go to an unpaid status while the criminal trial plays out. And in this county, we know how long criminal trials can play out. So this is not it's a good thing that we can go to unpaid leave. It's just a bad thing, because I think I said it on this station a couple months ago, I think with you, when I said, folks, hold on. Even if charges are filed, there's nothing going to happen to his job at this point in time. This is the state law. If you don't like it, you know, call your legislator. It's a statute. And so we're following it, and that's what we're doing. It's unfortunate, because now, while this plays out, we have an open, you know, shifts to fill. We have a supervisor spot to fill that we can't even fill, you know, because his job is protected until this is over. And so there's a lot going on. I think we're just to the point now where we've got something going, because we just needed a decision, you know, from the Boone County people, yay or nay. What are we doing? So then if it's yay, then we wait. If it's nay, then I can go do my thing. And so now my thing just keeps waiting, and that's unfortunate. I mean, you read some of the stuff after the announcement the other day. People don't get it. Like, yeah. I don't know how many times I got to say it's the law. It's the law.
It's the law. You don't have agree protocol, with it. You have
I don't,
to call.
I don't agree with it. Yep. I'm ticked off, too. But there's nothing I can do about it, because if I do something wrong, guess who has to pay for this? The taxpayer, with the lawsuits and financial gain that could come. And I'm not going to do anything that's going to allow somebody to get hundreds of thousands of dollars from the city because they did what they did to get us to this point. So we're not doing it. We're going to follow the law. And I'm over it. People they're very negative and what do you want to say? Mean? You know, is that the word of the...
It's easy to hide behind a screen.
The keyboard warriors really of the world, like, you know, I did get some nasty emails.
Do you get those same nasty emails when it's about a child or something else?
No. I mean, you know, I've been 23 years, I've been in the police department, and we've had, this is probably in my time, I think our at least third or fourth, maybe at least three officers that have been charged with crimes in 23 years, and the other two... quickly resigned. This is not the case this time. And so people, they don't, you know, so it's, we're not, this is really new to us to actually have to go through the entire process. But I don't know. I mean, I was thinking about that the other day, because we don't get a lot of heat. You know, if we've arrested somebody and caused them injury, I don't hear about it. You know, because people say that they deserve that. They don't. If they get hurt on, it's not our fault. We're fighting them, and they get hurt because they're fighting us. That's on them. But if an officer were to slam somebody on the ground for no reason, nobody would say anything. But the dog gets slammed, it just won't go away. Like we want to understand. We have 10,000 calls a year that we deal with, 16,000 total with traffic stops and other contacts with the public. And one time, an officer's made his decision off duty to do this. Man, we're getting judged as if we've totally screwed up for the entire time.
And it's not the whole department. I mean, one person made a bad decision at that time. And I am not trying to side, you know, as somebody that's an animal lover, I'm not trying to say what he was did in any, mm-hmm. what he did was right in any shape or form. But everybody makes mistakes. And I don't know what he was going through that day. And I'm not condoning it in any way.
Right.
But I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it's not the whole department doesn't.
I said something on the news on Wednesday. I said, you know, don't judge us for one. Don't mm-hmm. judge my entire department, the men and women of the Frankfort Police Department, for one decision by this officer. And then I get this nasty email that I said that don't judge this officer on his bad decision that day doesn't make him a bad person. One, I did not even remotely justify that situation in that way, but it was interesting because it was an anonymous email that was calling, questioning my manhood. Let's try not to use words that challenging my manhood. Why they can't be a man and put their name on the email mm-hmm. and tell me who you are, and we can have a conversation. So it's a weird world you all live in.
So tell folks what happens to the dog from here.
Yeah, it's just a thing that, you know, canine TAS, we believe is fine. Canine TAS could work and go to a different handler, but I think it's in the best interest of TAS, the city, everybody that we give TAS a chance to go somewhere else, just to kind of a clean break. We're going to take a break from adding another canine. We have two canines with us still, and those handlers do a heck of a job and there's no problems, and I'm confident in them and their work, and so I'm not going to end the program, but we're going to take a little break in getting a newer handler or newer dog. We're just going to, I think it's, so Taz will get, so where we purchased them from was a business in Michigan. They will, now that the board has allowed me to move forward, the Taz will be tested. And then sure, and if Taz is, if they believe he's good, and he's not been traumatized or anything by this, then he'll go back to them, and then they'll work on finding him a new home. if they say that this has traumatized him or he's not the same as he was when we purchased him, then we will find a loving family or person that is involved with these. You know, this is not a dog you take home, right, and just keep. So then we'll find somebody, spend that time to find somebody to take Taz as a decommissioned police canine and basically a pet.
Frankfort Police Chief Scott Shoemaker is our guest on Party Line. Let's flip gears completely here because enough of the negative. Let's talk about some of the good stuff. Mm-hmm. It seems like yesterday you were out of town for a little bit. Did you go to Michigan City?
Yeah, we got Rob Hessian as a school resource officer, Blue-Green schools there, Green Meadows, Blue Ridge Primary on South Jackson Street. And he was the district school resource officer of the year and gave us a great excuse to travel to Michigan City in the rain Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. But we survived that, by the way. We've talked about this major storm that was coming, and so we survived that.
Non-event.
Yeah, we even left early because, you know, the guys I was going with, there's, a little anxiety, a little storm. Mm-hmm. I won't even mention the... Well, yeah. Maybe you saw the photo. You know who was with me, but I won't tell you which one. Little storm anxiety. So we left a little early. I don't know why, because I drove in completely, just rain. Just a long drive, mm-hmm. A couple hours. But we got to go see Rob. And a good, while we were there, Dr. James Hanna from Rossville, who we actually, all of my officers work for the school for security, so it's kind of a cool thing that the Rossville Police Department is all staffed by Frankfort officers on their part-time status, and so we got to see Dr. Hanna get his statewide award. So it was a good time, and for them to be recognized is important, I think, for this county to understand about the seriousness of, and you can't beat Dr. Hanna in planning and school safety and things like that. So it was good to have lunch with them and see them get their award.
I think it's cool. I mean, like you said, it's cool for the city and cool for our mm-hmm. law enforcement, for people to realize that there's another side of it. There's all sides of it.
The point is we're still going on. I mean, we still have things to do. I post a lemonade stand and I'm trying to cover stuff up. No, I know it's not going away, folks. I know that you want to see a disposition, but you're right, due process.
Yeah.
Heck of a two words there that was formed into the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and all that. And so we're still moving on. We're running a police department. We're protecting a city. And so lots still happening. And that Rob Hessian has done, created so many relationships and bonds at the school. And to get recognized for the district, I think there was there's 9 districts or something. So there was 9 different there was probably 600. I think they've got a lot of school resources. We've really staffed schools these days. So there's probably 600 officers or so at this conference yesterday, and it's still going on today. But to have Rob out of those 9 or 11 districts to be one of 9 or 11 is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I know. Well, you talked about the lemonade stand and supporting many entrepreneurs, the Learning Network right now has been doing their STEM classes. They've been teaching kids over the summer. They have some summer program for different classes, but I did not realize that one of those classes was a mini police academy. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that came about?
They've been doing that for a long time, and I may be wrong, but I really believe the late Brett Barton was instrumental in that through Community Corrections, because I remember Brett was the one always calling us to get us ready for that and getting they got to come up to the police station. They got to I ordered the captain to get the drone up in the air, because I can't remember if it was windy. I said, just put it up, or if it breaks, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say this. We'll buy a new one. Maybe I should say
But oh, great. Now we're getting phone calls. He's joking.
I don't remember what it was, but I think it was something. A little bit of wind. I don't know. I said, put it up there, because, they could see that. And so it was good. And I did that when got to talk to them for a few minutes. And so it was a great thing. I really hope out of that group, there's a future police officer in that group, and that's pretty important for the Learning Network to do that. And like I said, Brett was involved in that, I believe, but because that's happening without our involvement. They're coming to us to ask if we could come to your building for that few hours. So hopefully we've made a mark with some kids in there.
Well, you got a chance to talk with some of them, meet them. Mm-hmm. Did you get some interesting questions? Let's face it, kids ask interesting questions.
They do. I was running around somewhere, and I had ran in to see whatever it was I was at. I said, make sure that, I can't keep them there. We don't want to violate their rights. But I said, hey, I'm trying to get there to say hi. So I didn't get a chance to, other than to say hi and give the order for the drone, because when I arrived, they were looking at the drones. And then I said, you really want to see that go up? And Sorrels is like, I don't know, whatever, get it up there. And so that was the extent. So I didn't get to answer too many questions that day, but I'm sure they had a lot.
But you just became Superman by telling them they had to get the drone up.
Yeah, they had them stand up when I walked in the room. My own people don't even do that. This isn't like Blue Bloods where the commissioner walks in and everybody stands up. No.
Well, we're into the summer months here in our community. And what does that mean for you folks? We're getting ready to get into the 4th of July. So we've got some things coming up here that I know you'll have to be pretty well aware. Then we'll have the hot dog festival. Mm-hmm. So you'll have to be on your toes.
Yeah. I mean, we're just, those are the main things that we're always preparing for. I mean, it's kind of weird. I feel like May came and went.
Yeah, it disappeared.
And now we're already into vacations and trying to staff and then get ready for these festivals. The 4th of July, it's one of those days we have a lot of police for security, but also a lot of police after for traffic to get. That's always been our goal, is to get the traffic out and quickly, and I think we do a pretty good job within 10 to 15 minutes to get that congestion out of the park. And so hopefully it's a safe night, weather's good. And we're good there. The hot dog fest was pretty, the festival, just having a lot of people in one spot, especially with these concerts, even on the Saturday night. Last year we had so much going on, so we've increased our staff for, police officers. We're prepared for, God forbid, a tactical situation response.
I wonder if people realize how good of a job you do. I went to, was that Tuesday night, Monday night, whatever the training was, Monday night, and I don't know that people understand that you actually put on a training. Sorrels put on a training, and we went there the other night, and I don't know, it was an hour and a half maybe, how we can keep people safe in our community during these festivals and things.
I think they see things on the media, and, I don't want to get political, so don't be calling in on the politics. But if you look at the shooting in Butler with Trump, you look at Charlie Kirk. So people see those things. It's like, oh my God, why weren't you checking roofs? I mean, we are, and that's the thing. I don't know the breakdowns there. I mean, we're in Frankfort, Indiana. Captain Sorrels and I, we've been doing this together 3 years. I think three or 4 years. He's been the captain. I mean, we were checking roofs in Frankfort, Indiana with the drones. We at a time had, before we had drones, we had SWAT team members on top of downtown buildings to give a good visual and for these concerts and stuff. So I think they see these things, so they think, oh, we're not doing it. We've been doing that. I would never have a lot of people in an area and not have some, you may call it extra, but I don't want to be the guy that says, you didn't check the roof. Mm-hmm. You didn't see no communication. So we've been doing that, and I don't, people don't really understand it. They probably think that we're smaller, we're not,
Well, I can say you are. I've been there.
Yeah.
And I went to the training the other night.
We've had a rapid response team. We're working with Center Township to get a rapid response, like a UTV type thing, so that my SWAT guys can be on this thing with, and unfortunately we have to have, rifles and other things for these potential active shooter situations, and be ready to respond. So we've been doing it and not just talking about it, not forgetting about it. And so there's a lot that goes on, but right, for us, it's become so, what do you want to say? It's a habit. We just do it. So we don't even think about it anymore. We are checking buildings. We are checking, ensuring that we're not all bunched up. If you go to some events and all the police officers, we would be hanging out together, at the hot dog festival, if all 14 of us are standing together, what's the point? So we're just trying to, we've been working on that for years to keep different people in different areas access to cars quickly to get higher firepower or to get out of there. And so, and my, my biggest fear really is cars driving through and to have these events. And so I've been pushing for concrete And we use, if you see our vehicles, people, you know, why do you have all these cars? Well, first of all, most of the cars are there for a reason. You know, on the downtown side where the concerts, Prairie Creek Park, we'll park all police cars on one, on that north, so nobody can get in it, you know, drive into the crowd. I mean, what have you seen? Mostly people driving into crowds or shootings. And so we're trying to prevent all those the best we can. We're not going to be, something could happen, but we're working on it.
Well, and it's got to be difficult, too, because you have a... I know.
Oh, my gosh. I let you go over.
You have a highway that goes through your downtown, and you can't block it.
We have to keep the highway going. We have to keep people crossing. And so, you know, and really it's like, you know, the concerts. You know, that's, you know, when those things, the people leaving those events, you know, trying to get them safely is kind of what we do. But so people may say, oh, you have a ton of police here. Well, yeah. I don't know. This hot dog festival has been going on since I was a senior in high school, I think. Or I remember in high school I was in the Key Club and we did trash, you know, for the hot dog festival in its infancy. And so, you know, we used to probably have four officers, maybe, at the hot dog festival. And I was, I think I was deputy chief, and I'm sitting there at this concert, and that's, I think Kyle Cook was here.
Oh yeah.
I think I was deputy chief or patrol captain, and I'm like, what the heck are we gonna do? Four of us here for a concert, and it was packed. It was amazing how many people were there. It was cool. No, we can't do this, and so you know it costs a little more in overtime, but you know I may have 12. To 14 at the height of when there's, now we have the concert on one end and the concert on the other. If there's competing stuff going on, we're going to have extra. And so it's costly, but you know, no issues.
Yeah, exactly. You guys do an excellent job. And the fact that people don't really notice means you're doing it better than most.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I mean, seriously, you're there, but yet you're under,
We expect public scrutiny. I mean, we're the public, and we're the government, and we're enforcing people on the public, so that we're expected to be held to a higher standard, and we expect to get. And I'm okay with it. I've been doing it for 6 years. I mean, but this time around, I mean, it's the keyboards, the social media, and then everybody talks about, you know, we have the freedom of speech, right? Mm-hmm. But you know, if you have a Facebook page, which we have a Facebook page, and we've had more interaction with the public on that Facebook page than I could have having a community meeting that nobody shows up to. And so I've never really wanted to get rid of it, but it's weird. You can come to a public meeting and you have to sign in, you get 3 minutes, and you're done. On social media, I can't stop you. And so that's the problem. Like, you can say the dumbest stuff.
Yep.
And I can't stop you, and I can only I could correct you. Oh my God, you ever corrected anybody on Facebook?
It's not worth it.
It's like,
it's not
boom, boom,
worth
boom.
It. Yeah.
Shut the notifications off. I think it was last weekend, on Friday when the arrest was announced. I'm like, okay, silence for 24 hours. But the problem is some people could say something really stupid that's maybe a threat or putting information out there. So we have to monitor it.
Yeah.
But it's to the point, you know, where we've gotten it so big, we're kind of paying for that when it comes to the negative stuff.
Yeah.
Because we get people from all over the country. I got an email from somebody in New Jersey not really threatening me, but basically trying to scare me. There better be charges forthcoming. And I replied, hey, the reason you're hearing about this in New Jersey is because you didn't read the whole thing. I said charges were filed.
Yeah.
That's why you're reading about it. So people don't read.
Yeah.
They can't read. But I always, before we go, I know we got other stuff here, but if you could start a mess. You know, when we go to talk to each other, we say something stupid, and I say, Melissa, that was stupid. And I take that back.
Yeah.
You say, okay. People actually type this, probably read it 3 times, change a little bit, type a little bit, read it a little bit, and say, oh, that sounds good, and hit enter.
Yeah.
So how many chances do you have to go through your brain that you're about to say the dumbest thing you've ever said?
Yeah.
The only thing I like about it is that they think that it's when they delete it themselves, it's gone.
It's not gone.
Not for us.
It's not gone.
Not for us, because we archive, since it's a public record.
Yeah.
We have to archive. So you can type, I'm an idiot, and then realize you're an idiot and delete it. No, it's still there. So we have still it. An we idiot. Got a file.
Mm-hmm. A file of idiots. Frankfurt Police Chief Scott Shoemaker. A couple of things before we wrap up today. Happy 100th birthday to Indiana Beach. This weekend, they're doing lots of fun things in celebration. I mean, there's just a lot going on. So just keep that in mind. As a matter of fact, you know what? We'll give away a four-pack of Indiana Beach tickets. You can call right now if you want. Dason can get the phones back there. A couple of other things. Michigan Town is having townwide garage sales this weekend, today and tomorrow. Also at the Farmers Bank in Kirkland. It is a shred day tomorrow from 9 o'clock until 1. Do It in Delphi is happening this weekend, market on market. So that is from 10 o'clock until 2, the third Saturday of every month. Trinity Hope is having their third annual block party tomorrow. That's from 1 o'clock until 3, 806 North Columbia Street. Free barbecue cookout, ice cream, music, bounce houses, yard games, kids activities, and lots of raffles and prizes. You can look forward to that as well. Also, there are some things happening. Be sure to check out the libraries, and if you're interested, the Indiana State Museum is having Juneteenth celebrations, and those are tomorrow as well. Also, a quick reminder that if you were heading out to Prairie Grass Observatory, they are having an open house tomorrow night. However, the afternoon Glover's Ice Cream Social, that has been rescheduled to another time. So don't go out for the ice cream social, but they are still having the Prairie Grass Observatory open house tomorrow night, and that starts roughly about 9:20, duskish kind of thing. So this weekend at Indiana Beach, one of the things I was telling you about, wrestling.
We got some wrestling in Indiana Beach.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
There's wrestling in
Melissa
Indiana Beach.
There.
In the ballroom. Wrestling.
Melissa will be in the front row.
So
if you need a ride,
call
the tickets and she'll take you.
All right, we'll do that right now. You can
I'm going to
659-3338 if you'd like to win a four-pack of tickets to Indiana Beach. Call now. In the meantime, have a great and safe weekend, everybody. Thanks for joining us for Party Line.